Joe Vitolo is the Republican candidate facing Paul Tonko in a Democratic-Republican election for Congress. Joe, Tonko is very popular in his district and won re-election easily the last time. How can you beat him?
Well, first, I would have to say that the one major factor that Paul Tonko has against him this time is the climate. People have had enough of incumbents. Paul Tonko has been a politician for 40 years. He's had 40 years to make a mark, and he hasn't made a mark. And people have had enough of people like Paul Tonko, who currently is double-dipping on the taxpayers. He's collecting an $80,000 a year pension from the state and a $170,000 a year salary from the federal government, $250,000 a year, and he calls himself a public servant. Paul Tonko has not been able to come through. I was just talking to a fella in the fire district out in the Rotterdam area. They told me they were designated as a disaster area, and so they tried to get a grant in order to get a generator for their facility in the event that power goes out, the disaster cripples the electric and water and gas or whatever in the area. Can't get and approached Tonko's office a number of times. Nothing. They said, fill out the grant paper. So they fill out the grant paper. I mean, come on, really? If nothing else, Mr. Tonko, who has $2.3 million in his war chest, why doesn't he just buy them a generator? I mean, if he really cares about people. He's not a servant. He's not a public servant. If you look on my Facebook site, you'll see that my daughter had written a little GoFundMe page for me, which was really sweet, didn't generate a lot of money. But in the description of my children growing up in my house, we have taken in unwed mothers. We've taken in battered women. We've taken in drug addicts. We've taken in alcoholics. We've taken in homeless people into our home so that we could help them. I am about helping people, and Paul Tonko is all about helping himself, and I think the public has had enough of politicians that only help themselves.
You referred to his, quote, double-dipping. You know, I have to confess to you that I was a New Paltz professor and SUNY professor for many years, and I got one of those TRCREF things and a pension, basically.
Sure.
And now I'm making money here at public radio. Would
Absolutely.
You consider me a double dipper?
No, not at all, because you are working at a profession that pays from a company. Paul Tonko is serving the public. I'll give you an example. Chris Gibson, who is a congressman of the 19th district, has a pension from the U.S. government for retiring from the military. On the first of every month, Chris Gibson writes a check to the U.S. Treasury for the amount of his federal military pension and sends it to the Secretary of the Treasury because he feels that it's immoral to double dip on the taxpayers. So Paul Tonko, although he might have earned his pension, he did it as a public servant. And I believe that, the average person in this area who is struggling does not see that as something that is even commendable to take money from the state and take money from the federal government and then call yourself a public servant.
So let's talk about Donald Trump for a moment. You're supportive of Trump?
I am.
Is that dangerous for you, considering some of the stuff that he says and does?
It is not dangerous.
Politically, I mean.
No, I don't think it's politically dangerous at all. I think there are people who have real problems with Donald Trump. And I'll be honest with you, there are things that I wish he wouldn't say. But when it comes to choices, I believe that Donald Trump is the safer of the two.
Do you subscribe to the theory that, Trump is not a loose cannon, that some of the stuff that he has said isn't so dangerous? You know, he talks about, Muslims coming, he talks about Hispanics as rapists. These are pretty damning things, I think.
I do think they are, but he did not classify all Hispanics as rapists. He said that
all Mexicans. He said Mexicans come over the border.
I don't know if he quite said all. I'd like to hear that quote, but there are criminals that have come over the border, and Mexico has encouraged their criminals to come here to get them out of their own country. Now, do I think that do I think he has made some harsh statements? Absolutely. But I, like myself, I'm a registered nurse. I can't speak for Donald Trump completely, but I can speak for me. I take care of Hispanics. I take care of Italians. I take care of Irish and Jewish and Polish. And I take care of immigrants from many countries. And many of them don't even speak English. But my job is to meet their medical needs, but I care about them as well. I have a reputation at the hospital for being the singing, praying nurse. I sing with my patients. I sing for my patients, my elderly patients especially. I pray with my patients. I believe in therapeutic touch, holding their hand and rubbing their arm and talking to them as they're telling me what's going on, what their problem is, so they feel, that's what I do. I'm a caring individual, and when elected, that's the kind of congressman.
Would you throw them out of the country if you found out that they were undocumented?
First of all, it's not my job to throw anybody out of the country.
Well, you'll be a congressman. You'll be voting on that stuff. Would you be for, sending everybody back, which is something that Trump has called for time and again?
I would send back people who are illegal aliens, people who have overstayed their visas and things of that nature. I would probably be more inclined to give them an opportunity to set things straight. But if anybody has been committed a crime and has been declared guilty of a crime, they need to be deported now.
No, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people who came to the country, they got in one way or the other, they have either overstayed their visa or they snuck into the country, and there are 11 million, 12 million of them right now. Do you want to send those people back?
I would make them do it the legal way. If needed be, they had to leave, then that's what they would have to do. But I would set some parameters that would be fair, such as if the person was working legally at a job on the books, I would say this employer is going to be his sponsor. So they go out. They fill out the papers, they get everything straight, pay a fine for, because obviously, I don't know if they've been paying taxes,
hey,
I don't know.
But Joe, this is not the law right now. That is.
What do you mean it's not the law?
It's not the available for somebody to wake up one morning and say, hey, I haven't done it the right way, I'm going to go say to the authorities.
But they broke the law. They broke the law. If someone commits a crime.
11 million.
But if someone commits a crime in America and they break the law, They need to be prosecuted the proper way. I mean, hey, if someone goes out and robs from a store owner and says, oh, well, really, to tell you the truth, I'm sorry, I'm here. I was in the store and I just happened to grab the stuff. But they broke the law.
I got it. But one day you, the praying, concerned, compassionate nurse, are rubbing them on the arm and talking to them. And now you want to send them back?
Yes, absolutely. And I'll tell you why. Because that's compassionate, caring, praying, and singing to the American citizen and to their grandparents who came in the right way. My grandparents came through Ellis Island. They had a sponsor. They had a job waiting for a sponsor, and one of them had a job. The other one went to go live with her sister, but her sister sponsored her, and within years, she, by the time she reached 14, she got a job.
Well, Joe Vitolo is seeking New York's 20th congressional district seat. He's going to run against Paul Tonko in this election in a couple of weeks. Joe, thanks so much for being here with us. I always appreciate it when we can give both sides of a story.